Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Shine and Flow. Today, I wanted to dive into a little bit of self-reflection and get to some roots of why certain things happen. So that's really vague, but I will jump in right after we start with our three deep breaths. So go ahead, close your eyes if you can. Get nice and present, calm. Take a deep breath in and out. In, out, in, and out. All right, everyone. So, as I said, today I woke up with a lot on my mind and my heart. I just wanted to explore it and see what was calling to me and why. And I couldn't stop thinking about the concept of a hungry ghost. So I learned about this in my Buddhism classes when I was studying this in college. And the hungry ghost is depicted as a ghost with a very long skinny neck and a huge belly. And basically, what came to mind this morning when I was thinking about this was the sense of never being satisfied. So I'm not sure if any of you out there have experienced this sensation where you just don't feel like it's enough, whether it's your financial life, you don't have enough money, even if you do, right? You still feel like you don't. Or in your relationship, it's never enough. Or your friendships, or anything in your life where you have just felt this consistent dissatisfaction. And that is something I really wanted to dive into, because the way I see it is if you don't really address the root of the situation, that will only continue to keep producing fruit. If you don't take the root out, it'll keep growing at some point or another. So dive in right into that subconscious mind, find out what's going on there and why it is that you're substituting this true sense of peace with whatever it may be that's bringing you that quick fix. So, as I was saying, the hungry ghost always really intrigued me when I was studying that in my Buddhist classes, and it was really creepy, first of all. The illustration of it was really scary. I remember looking at it, and it really impacted me, and it freaked me out. I was like, oh, that's so ugly. What is that thing? And then the whole concept of, you know, never, this ghost eats and eats and eats, and it's never full. It's this insatiable hunger that almost turns it animalistic. So it's an emotional, insatiable hunger that makes you act in a primal way in order to satisfy it. But once you get that fix, it's still not enough, right? Maybe it's enough for the time being, but then it presents itself over and over and over again. So I think that this void that seems to never fill, there's a subconscious root there. What is it that's going on? And I was reading a wonderful article today on Psychology Today, because I wanted to find out. I'm one of those people, my brain just really has to dive in and dissect. So I started researching and I came across this wonderful article that talks about how all of us struggle to some capacity with this tendency of never feeling satisfied. And it could come about in addictions, right? So some people develop drug addictions, alcohol addictions, any type of addiction, whether it's even anything like social media or being a perfectionist or being a people pleaser. And these are all addictions. These are all ways to address that insatiable hunger, that void that's inside. And per this article, it talks about how the reason this happens, the root of it, is that some of our basic needs are unmet. So our basic needs are safety, bonding, and feeling a sense of self-worth and value. So if one of those things is lacking, then something else takes its place. That something else is the hungry ghost, which is the addiction. So if you're struggling with a sense of self-worth and self-love and confidence, then there will be an addiction there to replace that. And if you're struggling with bonding, there will be an addiction, and so on and so forth. So I think you guys get it. But basically, the way that it works is that something in our life is not being met. Some type of deep need is not being met. And I know for me, a lot of times it's self-worth. And I don't know where this came from. I have a wonderful family, and I'm blessed with a lot of great people in my life. But that has been my hungry ghost. It's a sense of self-worth and truly believing in myself and my value and what I bring to the world. So a lot of times it turns into different addictions, and I just don't want to live like that, right? So I'm trying to figure out how it is I go about helping myself, because it's not good for me and it's not good for anyone. It's not good for the world. You know, we're all, as I always say, we're all energy and we're frequencies. And if I am operating from a low level, a low frequency, that is radiated to others and to the world. And then I'm not accomplishing my goal in life, which is to help others and bring others clarity and inspiration of some sort. And if I'm not operating at that level myself, right, how can I pour from an empty cup? Like, I just can't. So basically what I was reading in this article is that when we feel something is missing out of those three basic needs, we engage in some sort of addiction to make ourselves feel better. Once we engage in that addiction, what usually happens, that's usually just reactive, right? It hurts, just get it off me, or it hurts, find a fix. So we find the fix, and then after that, we then start to feel self-loathing, or we feel ashamed because we realize, wow, I just spent, I don't know, 5 hours on social media and I hate myself for it. Or, you know, I just ate 10 bags of Cheetos and now I hate myself for it. Whatever your addiction is, whatever it may be, right? You then start to hate yourself and you start to judge yourself and you start to feel ashamed. And then that feeds the hungry ghost even more. So you are just feeding into the subconscious pattern. It's like a canal, and you are just making it deeper and deeper with the self-loathing. So the way to break the cycle is that you need to not feel ashamed of what just happened, what you just did, not to judge yourself, right? You have to love yourself, have self-compassion during this human experience. This is a human experience, right? The way I view it is that we're spiritual beings and we really are inside a flesh suit. That we're inside a flesh suit and we're here to live a human experience. So there is no shame in experiencing certain things that happen to us, because guess what? There's someone else out there in this world that is experiencing the same thing as you. You're not alone, and there's no need to feel shame for something that is part of the journey. Like, that is the reason you experience it. It all has a purpose. Whether you see it or not, at the end of it, either it helps us grow in wisdom or it helps us see things in a different light or makes us feel better, whatever it may be, it always has a purpose. So no need to feel ashamed for what you're experiencing. And if you do feel ashamed, catch yourself in that moment. And this article says a really soothing way to redirect this energy of self-hatred is when you recognize it, just stop. Maybe put your hand over your heart, hold yourself, something that's consoling to you. Hold your hands, whatever it may be, and tell yourself, I love you and you are great. You are perfect. Everything's okay. And I remember talking to a friend a while back, and he recommended that every night before I went to bed to lay there with my eyes closed and tell myself, you are perfect in the here and now, the way you are. I love you. And tell yourself that. I am perfect the way I am here and now. I love you. And I tried it, and it felt really weird, right? My ego is just so on top of things in the driver's seat, and it didn't feel good. It felt like I was lying to myself. Like, why am I saying that? I'm not perfect. Like, what is this? But I caught myself in that moment, and I'm like, why is it that I'm having so much aversion towards this? And of course, we all have our human condition, right? So we all have our imperfections. But in the sense of the universe, we are perfect. We are perfectly made, and we are made in God's image. We are perfection. But we just need to recognize that and love ourselves. And once we stop recognizing that, or we stop loving ourselves, is when we suffer. And not only do we suffer, but the whole world suffers with us. You might think that's a little exaggerated, right? That's okay. That's a lot. But it's really not. Because if you're suffering, your energy is then transmitted to the people around you. So whether it's your loved one or your family, if you have children or whoever is around you all the time, you're passing that type of frequency onto them. And it's true. It carries over. Then they pass it on to someone else. I'm not sure if you've experienced where you're having a good day and somebody's in a bad mood and you interact with them and suddenly you feel a little lower than you did when you first started interacting with them. And then before you know it, you're kind of going down that slide with them. And then you're suddenly being snappy on the road, cutting people off, or, you know, and that's the thing, is that once we stop recognizing that we are perfection, I mean, if you just think about the cells in our body and the way they work together and everything within our body, our organs, just the way our heart just beats on its own and the way our eyes blink on their own, everything is designed with true perfection and love to keep us alive. And once we don't see the beauty and the miracle that it is to just be, that's when that hungry ghost is further strengthened. And we find ourselves in these addictive low-level frequencies. So the way to break the cycle is to just be nice to yourself. I know that's super basic and really silly, but it is. It's, you know, tell yourself nice things. You don't need to judge yourself for the human experience. And the more you practice self-compassion and mindfulness, the smaller the ghost will become. So you will basically decondition with awareness and redirection. When you start having these feelings, these low-level feelings, and you are about to engage in that addiction, try to catch yourself right before it and get to the root. Ask yourself, why is it that I'm running to my addiction right now? What am I feeling? And then sit with that feeling, breathe through it, and give yourself that love. So again, you know, hold yourself, put your hand over your heart, tell yourself, you're okay, I love you, you're awesome, you got this. Whatever it is, redirect that energy into a positive, self-compassionate, approach. And the reason this is important, right, is that if we continue to live with the hungry ghost in the driver's seat, then we're only skimming the surface of true happiness and true feeling of just being fulfilled in fullness. We're not getting there. And you can't get into that true fulfillment until that ghost is no longer driving. And if we allow it to play a prevalent role in our lives, again, we are living life on the surface. A deep satisfaction can only come from truly living in the present. And that can only happen if that hungry ghost isn't a part of the day-to-day life. And once we get into that present moment and we're able to live within that moment, that's when we truly gain the wisdom of oneness with humanity and the world. And that can only be understood when we are in the present, in the highest frequency that is available to us, which is the present moment. So that's why it's important to address this hungry ghost and to help ourselves to reach true fulfillment and happiness. And I've met so many people that, you know, have everything. You would think they have everything, just they have nice things and they travel and a wife or a spouse, whatever it may be. And you think they're just so happy because they have it all. Well, oftentimes those people are struggling so much as well, and they're not fulfilled. And they keep going after financial goals or success in some way, and they can't feel that true sense of fulfillment. And in that point, it's the hungry ghost is driving the vehicle. So not that it's bad to be successful or to have money or any of that. I think it's wonderful. And especially if you give back, I think that's our main purpose in this world. And that's why we all have different gifts, is to help one another. We're kind of like puzzle pieces put together. And I think it's wonderful to have those things, but ask yourself, what is the intention behind this? Why is it that I'm so fueled in certain ways? And think about it. Is it a noble intention, or is this coming from a place of emptiness and I'm trying to fill it? So that's my tangent today on hungry ghosts and trying to live in the present moment. So if you found any type of happiness by listening to this or any type of clarity, feel free to share this with your friends. I really enjoy doing this and hoping that I impact someone, anyone, in a positive way. I'm figuring things out myself, and again, we're all in this together. So thanks everyone who's listening, and again, feel free to share this. And remember to keep going and to shine and flow.